Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I was raised in Nevada, born in California, raised in Phoenix and Nevada, trained in Nevada, went to medical school in Nevada, did residency in Nevada. I got to tell you, Nevada has some of the best doctors. We have some of the most amazing hospitals, some of the most amazing patients. Nevada rocks. Unfortunately, not in this study. This one survey looks at states and health care, and it ranked the states. And my state, which I'm a little upset about, ranked in the bottom 10. And it's interesting how this scorecard came to be. This is done, who gets credit for this, is the Commonwealth Fund. And they take the rankings for health system performance based on 58 measures of healthcare access, quality, use of services, costs, health disparities, reproductive care and women's health, health outcomes. And when you look at the list of states that did well versus not, it's interesting. So according to this study, Massachusetts, Hawaii, and New Hampshire ranked the top overall in health systems performance. If I could go through the list, the bottom ended up being Mississippi, then West Virginia, then Oklahoma. Then came Texas, and then came Arkansas for the bottom five. Top five, Massachusetts, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont. Then came Connecticut is number six, Washington, Maryland, New York, Pennsylvania, District of Columbia, Minnesota, Oregon. California came in number 14, Iowa, Maine, New Jersey, Colorado, Utah, Virginia, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Idaho, Illinois, Delaware, Montana, Michigan, rounded out the top 27. Then came North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Ohio, New Mexico, North Carolina, Arizona, Indiana, Florida, South Carolina, Missouri, Alaska, Kentucky, number 40, Nevada came in 41, then Alabama, Louisiana, Wyoming, Georgia, Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Mississippi. All right. Now, they base this on a variety of factors. Now, keep in mind, Roe v. Wade was still in place. And so there's been some discussion, well, it's because now you have all these people dying because of the new abortion laws. That was not a factor, they said with this. And there's still a lot of debate on how we should move forward in terms of protecting a woman's health, protecting a fetus. There's still debate on what the best way to do with that. But we still had areas where there were issues in terms of maternal mortality. And I live in Nevada. And Nevada being in the bottom 10, I don't know if I necessarily blame one particular thing. Again, every metric, there is some subjectivity on how they choose the metrics. But one thing I find that's an issue in my state and some other states is the number of hospitals. In order for you to have a good healthcare system, there has to be access. So if you want to know how many hospitals you have or how many beds you have, there's a very nice resource called the American Hospital Directory. And it gives hospital statistics by the state. So Nevada has 5,882 beds that are staffed, only 5,800. Yet the population is 3.4 million. So if they're including what happened during the pandemic, yes, we were overwhelmed. And that's something I've been saying. Now, that doesn't mean our healthcare system is atrocious. It just means we need more beds. We need more staffed beds. We need more hospitals. And so I'm not saying all of this is basically based on hospital beds, but it's fascinating to me what we have here. So, for example, in Alabama, there are 90 hospitals, 15,000 staffed beds. Now, Alabama's population, I think I have at about 3 million. Now, you know, if you look at the number, and here we are with more population but less beds. Something's wrong here. New York has 57,000 staffed beds. California, who has close to, what, 40 million individuals, have 74,399 beds. So no shock. And so somebody could look at the percentage of that. If you don't have the infrastructure for staffing, if you don't have the hospitals, if you don't have the access to it, and mind you, some of the more rural states, so Nevada, some people consider a rural state. And the reason why is we have a few big cities. We have Las Vegas, Henderson, Pahrump. We have the Southern Nevada area. You have the Northern Nevada area, Reno, Carson City, a lot of the other cities. You got Elko, Ely, Winnemucca. But for the most part, there are a lot of people I take care of over the phone whose nearest hospital is an hour to 2 hours away. Well, then that could obviously affect the ratings. And it's very difficult to put a hospital up and have it staffed. Remember, I think it was Mesquite that had to close their OB ward, one of the hospitals in Mesquite, Nevada, because they just didn't have enough staffing. You know, it's one thing to have a building. It's another thing to have physical beds. But where's the staff? And so if you have cities that have cost of living, that have benefits, that have certain structures that make it more beneficial for people to come and work, then yeah, maybe they'll be able to have a stronger infrastructure. In terms of Medicare expansion, Nevada expanded Medicare. Nevada's been considered a blue state for a while, but it's still ranked in the bottom 10. So I think we need to kind of look at this and see where we need to do better and what some of the other states doing better had that maybe some of the other states don't. But also, states that have high tourism, they also have a different patient population, too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm going to make this Facebook Live. Give me a second here. Okay. I'm surprised you guys want to see me, honestly. Not much to look at, but I understand that sometimes the video helps the segment. 1-877-DR-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, sorry. I'm also having a really bad hair day, so I really shouldn't be doing as many videos as I do. But anyway, so student loan repayment is going to start up again. And I really feel bad for the students. I do. I understand. They got such a bad rap with all of this. The students were pawns, by the way. This was brought up during the Democratic primary to write off student loan debt as a, hey guys, this is what we're going to do. And so people got their hopes up. They started to salivate at the idea that their hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt could be written off like that. Because that's how it was suggested or sold. Then it finally got down to $10,000. $20,000 if you also were able to get a Pell Grant. And as the constitutionality of that and of the overreach of the Biden administration is being evaluated in the courts, it's looking more and more like that won't happen. So these students who, one, were victims of exorbitant college fees and then exorbitant loans they had to take, then a promise that the loans wouldn't even count anymore, then that number dwindling down to 10,000 or 20,000, and now being told that you're going to have to pay anyway, you have some students going, you know what, to hell with this. And some are thinking that, hey, if student loan debt isn't going to be written off, then maybe the penalties for not paying might also be a campaign promise to be not counted. Some students are also thinking, we have another election. After the next election, there might be another promise to not have student debt. Why should I be the idiot to pay off my student loans? Like Dr. Dahlia did or somebody else did before all this happened. I would rather have student loan debt to write off for free than be paying on the student loans only for there to be a new campaign promise and a new law that might eventually write it off. Students are confused. And I don't blame them for being confused. I really don't. It's not their fault. Students have been given a bad rap. They're like, oh, they're spoiled. They're this. The students never asked to be in a political game. They never asked for them to be the topic of a primary and then a campaign promise. All they want is to not be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And that's something that the colleges can fix right now. If the colleges want to look like heroes, they could come in and go, you know what, guys, I charged you $500 million for your medical degree. We're going to roll some of that back. We're going to pay down that $10,000. No, the schools aren't. It's supposed to be the taxpayers. The ones who chose not to go to school. The ones who chose not to go out of state. The ones who chose not to pursue a degree. They're the ones that are paying. So honestly, if you're a college and you want to look like a hero, you be the ones to say, look, I know we got a crap load of money from the government. Now taxpayers are freaking out that they have to pay it. We'll write off the $10,000 of every student. That's really easy for them to do. They could do that. So here we are now with students going, I'm not going to pay. They plan to purposely not repay the student loan payments. By October, 40 million Americans are going to have to go back to what they were doing 3 years ago. And the student loan interest is going to start accruing on September 1. So many people are already speaking out saying, not me. And so we're in a predicament here because we have a process. When you buy a home, when you buy a car, when you take out a credit card, you sign something that, all right, if it's borrowed money, you're going to pay it back. And 3 years of a person's life not having to pay it back, all of a sudden having to pay it back, you're going to have some people griping. And even though the COVID pandemic offered students one hell of an opportunity from a financial aid standpoint to be able to not have interest accrue on a loan, our mortgage interest accrued, our car loan interest accrued, but for college students, and again, I love college students, so I'm happy for them, but not very realistic in terms of how real loans work. They didn't have to pay interest, which is fantastic. They didn't even have to pay on their loan, even though the rest of us had to pay on everything else. Our credit card did nothing to stop the interest and to forgive the payments. So if a student hasn't paid and now they got to tell their bank, okay, now you got to start the payments again, it is going to look like a big change. And, I do believe we do have to start getting that money back. If we aren't going to agree on students paying for it, then hit the colleges up because they're the ones that got all that money to begin with. So the next question is what's the best play for a student if they think they're going to be bargaining chips again in the next election? Forgiving college debt is popular with 40 million Americans. That's a big chunk of the population. Some of them right, some of them left, some of them independent. There is no doubt, and these students are right, there is no doubt that somebody is going to bring that up. Now, somebody could say, yeah, but it's not that popular. And I spoke about that early on. You had a lot of Democrats that were like, oh, hell no. And there was one, I think, caught on camera arguing with Biden, going, I just paid off my student loans. What the hell are you doing? So nobody's really counting the unpopularity of it and seeing if that would affect votes. But the college student vote is huge. And the college students, again, unfairly have this large amount of debt. There is no reason why a medical degree or an osteopathic degree should be $500,000. Based on it. But now, somebody could say, but wait a second, when somebody borrowed, they borrowed more money for their rent. Why didn't they just rent a room? Why did they take out a whole apartment themselves? Why did that? Well, I get that. And mind you, I borrowed the barest minimum and I waited tables so I wouldn't have to borrow more. That's one of those things where you have some individuals who would have borrowed more if they thought they could get more written off. But the question now people are bringing up is, what if I don't pay? What are they going to do? Are they going to send me to jail? Are they, well, you'll have fees. And you'll have late fees. And you'll have more accrual. But if the average student is thinking, but it's going to come back in another election, and maybe all the debt will be written off, why put 1 cent in there? So I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a legal expert. And I like to kind of do things by the book. So if it was me, I would be starting to pay. Because there's you have to go with the knowledge you have now. And the current situation is your payments after 3 years are going to be due. And since it was unsuccessful to write off all the student loan debt, the chance of all your student loan debt getting written off in the next 24 months, 36 months, unlikely. What about the final 10 grand? Maybe. You know, the 10 grand number might come back, but if you owe more than 10 grand, start paying. Honestly, if you owe, you have to. It's legally binding. Right now, you have to. But maybe somebody should talk to the colleges and say, if you really want to do this, if you really are an advocate for writing off student loan debt, then those of you that got all the money, go ahead and put in the pot, or tell the government, you know what, the 10 grand for Mary, here it is. Thank you for paying us, but take it back. So it's frustrating because the real issue with student loan debt is college costs too much. And nobody addressed that. Nobody's going to the colleges. Nobody's going to the schools. I told you how to do free college. Have high school and sophomore year, and then junior and senior year are associate's degrees. And everybody gets that for free. 1-877-DOLLY.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Conservative leaders are speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Summit in D.C. as Pride Month comes to an end. Speaking at the conference, 2024 Republican presidential candidate Asa Hutchinson says he's running in part to oppose teachers and school staff allowing kids to change their gender expression without informing parents.
Parents, not the government, should guide the children.
Five former Memphis police officers charged with second-degree murder related to the death of Tyree Nichols appeared in court on Friday. Nichols died 3 days after allegedly being beaten by the officers during a traffic stop back in January. And some of the best soccer teams in the world will come to the United States in 2025. FIFA announced Friday the country will host Club World Cup a year before the Men's World Cup is played here. Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was an interesting email I got. Apparently, one of our listeners has a spouse that had has a business, and usually good reviews, 5-star reviews. But when they get a bad review, it brings them down. And you know how we talk about social media and mental health? These reviews like Yelp and all these other things, Open Table, they do cause depression and anxiety. And this is something that has surfaced in the last 10, 15 years where there is not a verification process. There's not a lot of transparency. And anybody could write anything and it could be brutal. It could be false. And there's not a lot of recourse. Now, technically, if you do figure out who the person is, there might be libel laws that might be able to be pursued. But for the most part, people use a fake name. They put something on there, and it could be completely false and just destroy a business. It's dangerous. Now, some people will argue, but Dr. Dahlia, for doctors, it's fantastic. Having a way to look up your doctor and see if they're good or not is helpful. How do you know it's not a lie? Let's say there's a doctor where every single post is, this doctor is amazing. This doctor is wonderful. And you come to find out that their 30 staff were asked to go online and beef up the review. How's that safe? So even a good review, how do you know it's not the person's mommy? A bad review, how do you know it's not the person's ex? And there's so much credibility given to these review sites. Now, I had a patient who had thyroid cancer. And the one doctor I had worked with, and I had found the thyroid cancer, and there's a doctor I work with who never let me down, never hurt any of my patients in the 15 years I worked with him. Patient didn't see him, found a random doctor. And I go, oh, okay. I guess your insurance didn't cover you going to see Dr. So-and-so. She's like, oh, no. I looked up the reviews. I go, there's bad reviews? So I go and I see, and they're vague. Could it have been an ex-employee? Had to do with the bill. Somebody got a bill. The bills especially. The average bad review doesn't talk about the bill. But the average bad review is from somebody who got sent to collections for not paying their bill. Now, are they going to say, oh, I didn't pay the doctor and I ignored the bills and they tried to work out a payment plan with me and I gave them the finger? No, they're not going to put that in the review. They're going to say, this person had rats. This person misdiagnosed me. So then I like to cross-check if I'm going to refer anybody to anybody. I'm going to cross-check, and I'm going to check with the medical board. So I'm like, whoa, is there a physician out there that's misdiagnosing? Then let's see what censures have been brought up by the board. A doctor that misdiagnoses gets sued, has egregious complaints. Not only would that person obviously go to Yelp, but they would tell the medical board. You go to the medical board, and it's clean. So then when you ask the provider, they're like, I haven't been sued at all. There's no lawsuit. You can look at my record. What misdiagnosis? If I misdiagnosed, they would have sued. So what can you trust? And to answer the listener's question, how do you get somebody to feel better and not have them upset? Tell them to read other people's reviews. Tell them to look up their friends or their competition. And they'll see that other people got ripped just like them. And very similarly. There was a new restaurant owner. I went to a restaurant. It was amazing. I posted a review. She called me up, and I don't want to say the name of the company, but they're notorious for this. The good reviews got discarded. The bad reviews or the negative ones get front page and top line. And she's like, I don't get it. And I go, I'm telling you right now, the place was clean. Food was delicious. Value was there. I'm not lying. How do they not think my review is solid? And I don't even know who you are. And I put my name. It was very transparent who I was. That review didn't show up. I don't get that. So you got to explain to your loved one that a lot of it can be fake. Number two is all you could do to overcome. And I know there's a lot of companies. You got to be careful with that, too. A company could put a bad review about you online. then they come into your office and say, hey, I don't know if you saw this, but these are the reviews you're getting. And you take a look and you go, who would have written that? I haven't misdiagnosed. I haven't been sued. Everybody gets seen same day. Nobody's waiting longer than a half hour. What is this? Well, you know what? It happens. We're here to help. Hire us and we will help you. You're like, what? Did you put that review there? Some of these reviews could be people trying to make money off of you. I mean, it's a racket. So how these companies work to improve your image is they teach you ways to neutralize that bad review. So if you have 4.9 stars and it stinks that one bad review knocks you out of the 5.0. But when somebody looks and they just 5-star, 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 and then there's this one outlier. Yeah, everybody's going to read the one outlier. Can't do anything about that. Even if you tell the company you think it's fake, they'll still keep it up there. But when there's all these other reviews going this, and that. So basically they teach you to, as your restaurant patrons leave, as your clients leave or whatever, give them the website, ask them to rate you if they're happy. Sometimes these companies will have you set up a laptop where right there, as customers are there, they could rate. And that's what they do. They just basically try to neutralize the bad ratings. And they also help analyze what could be a trouble point. Is it that your clients don't like the charge? Is it that they don't like the collection companies? They don't like the wait and that kind of thing. So interestingly, one celebrity chef didn't like his bad review, and he banned all vegans from his restaurant. The chef, John Mountain, revealed on his Facebook page that his restaurant Fry will no longer cater to diners who are vegan. Now, this was in Australia, and it's because apparently a vegan was upset. And a vegan posted, there was a bad review, saying that there weren't enough plant-based options. So, he said, Saturday came around and sadly I'd forgotten I had a private party I had to cater for. His sous chef reprimanded him for not telling them about the vegan customer, and the woman apparently wrote a negative review. She criticized the $32 vegetable dish that had been the only option that was being served. Now, maybe she's right. Maybe there should be more vegan options. But this chef, he got so mad at his review, he just banned. So you're not the only one. You're not alone. You're not alone. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember I told you that there were abilities for you to buy deadly fentanyl online? And it was, there were Chinese websites. And they marketed them as chemicals for a lab. Yet they were medications that mimic opioids and could contribute to opioid deaths. Well, the DOJ has finally charged four Chinese companies as these fentanyl manufacturers have been accused of helping fuel our deadly opioid crisis. The U.S. government has charged four Chinese companies, including Hubei Marvel Biotech, and its executives, Qingzhou Wang and Yiyi Chen and Fiun Lu, with fentanyl trafficking, precursor chemical importation, and money laundering offenses. The indictments mark the first time the United States has sought to prosecute any of the Chinese companies responsible for manufacturing the precursor chemicals used to make the highly addictive painkiller that, as we know, is killing thousands. I think we're at, what, 70,000 a year? Wang and Chen were arrested by the federal agents from the U.S. DEA on June 8th and ordered detained by a federal magistrate judge in Honolulu, Hawaii on June 9th. They're going to be transported to New York City to appear before the judge. Yang, however, remains at large. During a press conference on Friday, prosecutors said nearly all fentanyl precursors are manufactured and shipped from China. Criminal organizations like the Sinaloa Cartel work with Chinese companies to get their ingredients for fentanyl. Prosecutors say the defendants provided customers with a blueprint for making fentanyl. Told them how to, they provide the chemicals and how to make them. In one case, the defendant even allegedly told a customer to substitute one ingredient for another to make twice as much fentanyl. This is according to Daily Mail. The companies also reportedly mislabeled packages, falsified customs forms to get chemicals across the border. The chemicals are shipped as a powder. It could be disguised as dog food, cosmetic materials. They say the companies went as far as disguising the chemicals by adding a molecule and then taught their customers how to remove the molecule once they received the chemicals. So, mind you, if you're using this stuff on the street, no wonder people are dying. How the hell do you know exactly how many milligrams you're getting? It could be tainted. So officials say the fentanyl precursors are easily bought online and advertised on social media sites like Facebook. I wrote an article showing you guys the sites and how they were still up. It's out there. I don't want you guys to buy them. But if you see these sites on your kids, stop them. Block them. And it's just one of many out there. In fact, some are using Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies to pay. One defendant sold 2 kilograms of fentanyl for $1,000. Even though it could yield more. But you have novices and people trying to make... It's a mess. So I am glad the DOJ is doing something. Now, there's a chance that the DEA has been working this whole time, you know, just because all the headlines are about the Titanic sub-excursion, sub-implosion, and all that. But the public is not aware of how there's, you know, a lot of risk with these drugs on the street. And this is contributing to some of our overdose deaths. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The CDC is issuing a warning to travelers of high risk of polio if they visit the following 30 countries. Apparently, they're circulating polio virus, and the agency identified 30 countries where travelers are at risk for polio. Now, the virus was supposed to be eradicated in the Western Hemisphere in 1994. But still exists in polio endemic countries. And keep in mind, people are coming into the U.S. When Afghanistan and the pullout debacle happened, we were going to take in, I think, about 100,000 refugees, I was told. Well, polio is endemic to Afghanistan. So according to the CDC, that would be a high-risk country. Algeria, Benin, Botswana, Burundi, Cameroon, Canada. Canada's included in this, having some strains of polio that could be high risk. Central African Republic, Chad, Cote d'Ivoire, I hope I pronounced that right. Democratic Republic of Congo, Djibouti, Egypt, Ghana, Indonesia, Israel, Madagascar, Malawi, Mali, Mozambique, Niger, Nigeria, Pakistan, Republic of the Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Togo, United Kingdom, Yemen, and Zambia. CDC says if a traveler is going to these destinations, the agency recommends that the children be up to date on the routine polio vaccines. And adults who are fully updated may need to get a booster, a one-time booster. You may need to show proof of vaccination when departing the country. I just left Israel. That's interesting. It takes 4 doses for children, 3 doses for adults to be vaccinated against polio in the U.S. So with the children, we give it to them at the, 2, 4, 6 months a year. We used to do the oral, and we stopped the oral, so it's just the inactivated killed version. Most adults have had at least three. But we are seeing polio come back. Polio is what was responsible for kids going to bed at night with a little cold, waking up paralyzed. And some people have no symptoms, but they could be spreading it to others. 25% of people could have headaches, fever, nausea. It could happen 3 to 6 days after exposure. And if the disease takes hold, it can cause neurological damage to the respiratory muscles and nerves. We don't have a cure for it. This is why we had to use iron lungs in the past. Polio can spread person to person through contact with an infected person's stool or droplets. Stool, well, we saw some cases in the 90s where grandparents would change the baby. And if the baby had, let's say, the oral vaccine, and then, because we boost them, I think, at 4 to 5 years old. And they, I apologize about that. So there was a grandparent that was changing the baby who had the oral, and he might not have washed his hands as good as he should have after changing the diaper. And he ended up coming down with polio because he was in that age group where they didn't get vaccinated. And so they stopped administering the oral polio vaccine in America after that. The World Health Organization is planning to eradicate polio by 2026. There's a 35-year plan known as the Global Polio Eradication Initiative. So I hope so. It's not easy. And when you travel, anytime you travel, there's a lot of out-of-the-country travel because there's a lot of places in America that are getting more expensive. Once people saw that Hawaii was getting pretty expensive to go to, they were like, you know what, it's cheaper to go to Mexico. It's cheaper to go to Europe. And honestly, if you can get through the flight, it isn't as expensive in these other areas as you would think. And so, when I was in Israel, I was in hotels that were way cheaper than Las Vegas hotels. I mean, I was on the Sea of Galilee with full breakfast and dinner buffet. Free included. Water view balcony on the sea. And it was still cheaper than a hotel in Las Vegas. So you can... there's a lot of people are looking to travel overseas because it's cheaper. Keep in mind, though, always double check the CDC advisings, any travel advisories. Mexico, there's a lot of travel advisories because the cartel. And make sure you have your vaccine record. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.